This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello. Well, hi. It's a podcast. It's been a while. I can't remember the name of this show. Someone help me out. This is
I should have stretched before.
This
we
is Dr. Giggles.
Show?
This
can
is,
people see me?
What is this?
Can
what
people touch me? No.
Dr. Funny Comedy. That's
Dr.
Me,
Funny.
Right?
Dr. Funny.
Is that the name
comedy
of the podcast?
Wait a minute. It's coming back to me. Old Man Puzzles.
Yes. Yes.
DPC Police Horse. Oh, man. It's
Cousin
all coming
ghost.
Back.
Hey. Oh, no.
Wait, I think I had something with Dr. Funny Comedy. I think we have a theme song. It's very catchy. It goes,
okay.
Dr. Funny Comedy, 10 cc's of laughter in your ass. Dr.
Funny Comedy,
10 cc's of laughter in your ass. Arnie
yeah.
Parrott's a genius.
He's so good.
Wait, Arnie Parrott. Hey, Riddle Riddle. Holy shoot. That's the name of the show. This
We're
is
Hey
Riddle
Riddle.
Riddle.
I'm Abdul Magaish.
Mm-hmm.
That I am sure is correct.
I think I'm AOC. Does that sound right?
I think mm-hmm. I'm the one who's the woman.
No, you're the Danny DeVito one.
I'm the Danny DeVito one.
You're the Danny DeVito one. God, it feels good to be back. If you're listening to this, we are back in the studio. We're back in separate studios.
Here's the thing. We've been releasing on schedule. We haven't missed a single episode. Brand new episodes every week, baby. But that's because we stockpiled like 15 episodes back in February or something.
Because
we are prophets.
Because Adel was supposed to go on a trip.
Casey and I were supposed to go to Japan, not together, separate trips. But
which
we're
is true. You both booked separate trips to Japan for the same amount of time.
Mm-hmm. We talked about maybe meeting up, but sure. We also were on vacation. I don't want to see people I know. That's the whole reason I'm getting out of this fucking place. But yeah, so this is our first time recording since everything, and it's new to us, and hopefully it sounds pretty good, but we're all in our closets.
So we want to apologize for maybe it being very surreal the last month and a half, 2 months of listening to our show, because we recorded before most of this happened,
yep.
So it must have been really strange.
And we want to take this time to apologize for any flippant jokes we made. Our lawyers told us we need to get that out in the open, get ahead of it. So we do apologize for killing cats in our last episode.
If we're doing this like Catholicism style, I'll go ahead and apologize for everything bad I've ever done in my life. I'll go ahead and get absolution, and then I'll go ahead and snort cocaine off a rhinoceros' dick and like keep being fucking bad as hell.
You're going to drink some vodka? Absolution?
No, no way. I'm 6 years sober, so I can't do that.
You guys, I have two things I want to tell you.
Yes.
Yes.
Number one, right before we recorded this, I burnt the shit out of my mouth with a cookie. And I think it's bleeding a little.
I have to ask, was it hot?
Was it a hot cookie?
No, and I need your help because I think the devil is in the things I'm baking.
I bought these Oreos. They scalded my mouth. I think my mouth is the entrance to hell.
Yeah, here's my recipe for hot Oreos. Buy a pack of Oreos, put them in the oven, 500 degrees for 81 minutes.
Then let them sit in the sun. Hey, you're not done yet.
Hey, Eugene, I don't want to be troublesome, but can I get a hot Oreo?
Adel and I did have deep fried Oreos once, and they were delicious.
We had those in Nashville.
Nashville, yeah.
That sounds really good.
I bought an order of like three, and then I was like, oh no, and then I think I ordered 10 more.
Yeah.
The second thing I want to tell you guys, and I know this is going to sound really weird, but I am so excited to do riddles.
Wow.
I am so happy to be back doing riddles. I haven't done one in 2 months. I think I'm going to be great. I think I'm going to kill it. I can't wait. Okay. I'm turning over a new leaf. This is episode 7, Erin. She's energized. I am
Hold on.
Back.
Hold on a second. Japes, I see what's going on.
Yeah,
Japes, I see what's going on. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Hey, Sean, can you go get Erin?
Oh, you wanted Erin?
Yeah. Sean?
Oh, my God. Okay. Sorry.
Sean, we
forgot which one
off.
Of us did the podcast.
Hey, and Sean, the impression, it's getting very good. It's getting very good.
Except for
what?
Sean, I do want to say cookies aren't usually.
Couple notes, Sean. Cookies aren't hot. Sean, I know that you think I know you're an alien and you think cookies is hot.
Wait.
I know you think that women are sensitive, but that's not that doesn't imply hot cookies burn mouths.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. It door sound. Walk over.
Oh, you're cooking.
Sit,
in a walk?
Wait a minute.
Chinese?
Oh my God, is this Hey Riddle Riddle?
Yeah.
Are we back to recording this?
We're back
to Erin, hey.
Oh my God. I have been loving not doing riddles.
I was about to say, Erin, the lockdown has affected us all in a myriad of terrible and horrible ways, but restoring your faith in riddles has to be, bar none, the worst thing that I've ever heard.
The worst thing that I've ever heard was the haircut I gave Sean 2 weeks ago.
No,
I cried.
Did you really?
Guys, I sobbed after I gave him the haircut.
You cried?
I cried. He was like, it's fine. It's okay. It's fine. And I was like, I am so sorry. You should be mad at me for 4 days.
Was it clippers and scissors or just scissors or what?
Just clippers. And
oh, just clippers. That's the
I'll
one option
you a
I
picture?
Didn't give.
Just clippers for haircuts.
How are you guys? Did you miss riddles?
I missed you guys. We talked. We talked a lot. We've had a lot of text chains going, a lot of checking ins. We've seen each other in person a little bit, but we kept our distance, of course. Always play it safe. It's so weird and cool and wonderful to be back recording with you all.
Adel's engaged.
And I'm engaged.
Holy, yeah, shit. That happened during this.
Yes, a wizard took me hostage. He put me in his dungeon and put a wand to my head and made me marry his dragon. So now,
I know
so,
that a
so
lot
funny.
Of people have heard the story, but Adel, you should tell it for the people who are
so I was going
out.
Yeah, so we were going to, like we mentioned, I was going to go to Japan with Gemma, and we rented, I think it's called an onsen? Or ryokan or onsen. It's like a very nice spa. It's like each room gets its own spa kind of hotel room. A very traditional Japanese place. And it overlooked Mount Fuji. So I was going to propose to her there. Obviously, that fell through. And then when this seemed like it wasn't going away anytime soon, I was just like, I'll do something in the apartment. So I set out like 20 puzzles that the answers to a lot of the puzzles were like stuff that have meaning to us and a lot of moments in our relationship over 4 years. And then it ended with me. So each puzzle led her to a different new puzzle in a new area of the apartment. And then finally, I just handed her a cryptics, which is like what they use in Da Vinci Code. And it had a six-letter combination. And
that's
I go,
the little flail that the guy beats his back with?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Da
Vinci, that's the albino?
Yeah.
And I hand it to her. And I go, forget all the other riddles. This has a six-letter solution. And if you can't figure it out, we should not get married. And she immediately took it and put in my wife, and it opened. And I was like, it's meant to be.
Your engagement was sponsored by our show. We should mention that.
It's branded content. It's branded content for our show.
It's funny. I posted a tweet about it. I took a picture of the cryptics that says my wife and her hand with a ring. And I was like, making a joke about what I did. And then so many people in the comments were like, I'm so sorry to like ruin this moment, but I can't help but hear my wife in a Borat voice. And that's all I can hear. And I'm like, yeah, that's the fucking bit.
Also, you set up an escape room, but there's no escape because it's marriage.
There's no escape.
And you're
yeah,
together forever.
That's not
my
true.
Stand-up from the 80s.
I set
Did
up
you guys
a no
like
escape
it?
Room. Yeah. What else?
Just
what
like
else?
With an escape room, you could always yell at God to end it.
Can I have a clue?
Erin,
can you get a fucking clue?
Can I get a hint?
Yeah. Can we hear some more of your 80s stand-up?
Oh, my wife is the worst. You know what I hate about my wife? She loves me and supports me and does most of the labor in our relationship. And I'm like, stop doing all the labor and make me French fries, woman.
My wife gave birth, and afterwards the doctor came out and he goes, it wasn't a delivery, it was DiGiorno's.
Hey, I'm wearing leather.
Hey, stop me if this sounds like anybody you know. Hey, anybody out here got a wife? Got
stop,
a loving
stop,
and supporting
stop,
partner
stop,
who
stop,
you
stop,
cherish and you want to spend all your time with?
Stop. I was following your instructions. Guys, here's a thought. Here's a good stand-up bit. Do we think if the NFL is canceled this season, do we think the Puppy Bowl goes in?
The NFL's canceled? What do they do? What do they say? Oh, no.
Oh, I'll have no. a puppy bowl in my apartment. I'll just capture a bunch of animals off my balcony.
These puppies have been training for this day. I think they're going to play the whole season.
I honestly, like, one thing that I think is, like, the only sports that can happen anymore are esports. So we should still have the Super Bowl. We should still have football. But what we should do is we should have those same football players playing their characters in like Madden 2020 or whatever, and watch that. Like EA we should just everything should just sports. Be digital now. Let's just do it all
it's
digital.
In the game.
It's in the game.
I decided that I want someone to completely remake Friday Night Lights, but it's all puppies.
Jesus Lord Almighty!
Can you imagine?
It's still called Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Bites. Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. So we have Tim. Instead of Tim Riggins, it's going to be Tim.
No, I got it.
Ruffins.
Instead of Tim Riggins, it's Tim Riggins.
Riggins.
Tim Riggins.
Oh no! It's Rin Tin Tim Riggins.
It's Rin-tin, who's a good Tim Riggins.
Who's a good Tim Riggins?
That's fantastic. I guess should we get into the episode?
Yeah, I can't wait. Oh, JBC, how are you? Are you okay?
As everyone can see, we're all still insane. So
you're okay, JBC, right?
Yeah, you know, you blink twice if you're okay, JBC. We've been kind of like cooped up. It's been like what 8 weeks now or something crazy like that of lockdown. So it's just, you know, it's such a weird time to be alive. But I'm grateful that I'm alive.
Cool.
Big same.
Okay, but yeah, this is a Riddle podcast, not a current events podcast. We're not skewering the news.
Yeah, we're not a documentary on sincerity, so let's knock it off.
Who is Old Man Puzzles for this episode?
I believe I am Old Man Puzzles.
The original.
What if we had forgot to discuss it? It's been so long. It's like, who's Old Man Puzzles? And then we just like spend 45 minutes being like,
Wait.
And we all gaslight Casey to be like, Casey, you were the one who was supposed to do the riddles.
This was your job.
Casey, you're supposed to record it, set up our equipment, and do the riddles. That's your job.
Oh my God, okay. Guys, we're repiloting. This is our repilot. We're five seasons in. We're repiloting. So it's cool. Like the first episode all over again.
So I'll become a villain? No.
Yes.
I'll become a good guy.
You'll become a good guy. Yeah.
Oh, shit. I did want to do something. There's something quick. We can do this very quickly. It's just something we do have to get out of the way because I believe this is episode 95 and 100 is coming up.
Sure.
In 5 weeks. So this is something I just need to do real quick. I prefer to do it on air just so there's record of it. Aaron, do I have your attention here? Cool. We're coming up on 100 episodes. That does mean that I have to do some performance reviews. How do you think you've been doing in the podcast so far?
Okay. That's definitely a question.
Okay. And the answer is?
I thought I would just get points from knowing that was a question.
Great. We'll give you 10 points. And where do
you
see yourself?
I think I'm doing okay.
Okay. Aaron, you're doing a lot of physical comedy right now. Nobody can see.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
wow,
I think I'm doing
splits?
Pretty good. I'm bad at riddles, but I make up for it with how often I interrupt people when they're speaking.
Yeah, you're the one who does that. Great. And where do you see yourself in 100 episodes?
I see myself in jail for JPC's murder.
Uh-huh.
I didn't do it.
Does that mean you murder JPC or you take the fall for someone JPC murders?
Guess.
I think I'll keep it internal. JPC, have a seat, buddy. How you doing?
Sure. Yeah, thank you.
So I just want to do
this water for everybody?
No, that's my water.
Great.
I keep it in a pitcher because I need a lot. And I keep two glasses because I refuse to drink from the same glass twice. Power move.
Sure.
How do you think you've been doing on the podcast so far?
Oh, I don't care.
Okay. All right, that's why we love you, baby.
Adele, if I'm meant to understand this, JPC just got a 200% raise after that meeting. What does it take to get ahead in corporate America as a lady? Is this corporate America?
He got 10 Ford Tauruses. I gave him 10 Ford Tauruses.
Yeah, and I invested those Ford Tauruses, and now I'm ruined. How do you invest in Ford Taurus? I don't know. I won't know.
How do you invest a car like a Taurus?
You guys, I was going to be different this time around. I was going to be better. I was going to be funnier. You ruined it.
This is fun.
Does okay. everyone feel appropriately gaslit? Let's go.
That's Does everyone feel like they're the victim here? All right, we're ready to start.
We have to all feel indignant, and then we can start the episode mm-hmm. with full incredulity. Here we go.
We Let's all do... think that we're the one who's the most underrated.
Yeah. We all privately text Casey, can you believe this shit? let's do some warmies. These are some warm-up riddles. Remember those?
Yeah.
So we'll do a few of these.
Back in the day.
Speaking of back in the day, this is from a very old joke book I found at an antique store while antique shopping with my mom, which is one of our favorite pastimes, and from a while ago. Don't be concerned. And I guess this is
yeah,
our
if
life
we're
now.
Talking about being outside, just assume yeah. that was a long time ago.
That's so weird that this is our life now that I have to like mitigate
the caveat
reaction
there.
To be like, just so you know, because people will be outraged.
People's entire stand-up sets at this point is just like, it's garbage because it's always a lie when someone in stand-up is like, so last night me and the wife were at Chili's. And so now people are like, so 9 weeks ago, me and my wife, ten weeks ago.
Maybe even a little more because we were really on top of it 12 weeks ago.
3 months ago, this guy's washing my window and I'm like, hey, buddy.
I got to do stand-up tomorrow. Fuck, okay.
Last year, this asshole was, that guy's very sick. Oh, I'm so
sorry. Oh, no.
Here's some warm-up riddles. Here we go. There's one thing that no one knows any more about, no matter how much it is looked into. What is it?
JFK's assassination.
I mean, you're not wrong. Zapruder film.
There's one thing that people don't know anything more about, no matter how often it's looked into?
I want
to see
a scene.
The answer to this riddle.
I want to see a scene.
Oh, okay. Already?
We're getting into it hot and heavy. This is like a sixth grade sleepover. I want to see a scene.
Which was a long time ago.
Which was a long time ago.
Yep.
The last time I was at a sixth grade sleepover, it was 9 weeks ago.
JPC, you are the FBI's foremost expert on the JFK assassination, and you are close to solving it. You have brought in someone who's presumably an expert, who is played by Aaron. But Aaron, you forgot to do any research, so you're trying to fake your way along with the JFK assassination info.
I think we're close. I know it wasn't us because I'm the FBI, so it couldn't have been. It couldn't have happened on my watch.
So I went to.
Thank you, by the way, for coming in. I think
of course,
this is the final piece to this puzzle.
I went to elementary school with him, and you can ask me any question, and I'll let you know how I what do I know, how I know it, you know.
Okay, great. And just so we're clear, I didn't bring you in simply because you went to elementary school.
No, I'm also an expert. On,
yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You need to be for this to...
Honda Accord. Yep.
Okay, great. Honda Accord. Good. So we think that there was either a grassy knoll
a shot from the...
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't mean to jump over you. You
No. I'm just, we're both on the same page. We both know the same amount.
Yeah,
so
grassy knoll. I did that one. And then go ahead and rattle off the three possible.
You probably... The bookshelf.
Yes.
Yeah.
One shot could have come from the bookshelf inside the book repository, of course.
And then
another shot could have potentially come from.
And if you would have guessed, like maybe
inside.
Insane in the membrane. What were you gonna say?
No, I was going to say Insane in the Membrane, a Cypress Hill song that hasn't been invented yet. We were both saying that.
I love the shot came from inside the body. Do you ever think that maybe the bullets were exploding out of him?
I think he planted it there earlier that day.
Those bullets went out of there.
Just because I really enjoy that dynamic, I want to immediately see a brand new scene.
Oh, no.
This time, Aaron, you own and operate a dress barn, and JPC, same situation. You come in thinking, you know how to shop for a dress, and you have no clue what you're doing.
Welcome in. What size are you looking for today?
She's a teenager. It's my daughter's going to an after prom,
she needs a dress for an after prom.
She already got the prom dress. She said she could do that herself, and I said, Dad's still got to be helpful, so I was going to get her an after prom dress. So she's 17 years old. She's woman-shaped. she's blossomed, if that matters.
I wish that I was doing more of the talking here.
Sure.
Don't you?
Sure, yeah, 100%. But I actually know a little bit about dresses because I'm a veterinarian, so I have dressed many horses for war.
All right, what's your favorite cut of dress?
What's my favorite cut of dress? Horse or person?
Neither. Dress. Your favorite cut of dress.
I'll play it safe and I'll just say barn.
Okay. Does she want like a fitting flare or like an A-line dress or like a sweetheart neckline?
I think she should try to fit as many flares in there as she can because, you know, if she's going to get into trouble, she's going to want to shoot one of those things off. I don't mind an A-line as long as those boys beeline it the hell away from my daughter.
See, I love that putting you in a scene.
I forgot how to do improv.
Putting you in a scene with the word barn is like putting Mark Price at the free throw line. Like, this is easy money to be like, oh, barn, that means a horse can be involved. And of course, my cousin is a horse.
Not only have we not done this podcast for 2 months, we also haven't done improv for 2 months. And let me tell you, it is making me a worse person.
I've got invites to do like Zoom improv, and I'm like, absolutely not.
I kind of put my foot in my mouth the other day because we were talking to a person who was saying that they had been teaching improv online. I'm sorry, they did not say that. I said that there was an offer to teach improv online, and I was like, oh no, I don't want to do that. That sounds awful. Like, I don't know how I could make that engaging if I was doing that. And it would be so different that it wouldn't be the experience that people want when they are learning improv.
Yeah.
Because you're learning it in this like format that you'll never do it in. And then the other person was like, yeah, I've been teaching online now for a few weeks and it's fun and we're doing so. And I was like, oh, JPC, you old fool.
Annie.
I've been doing shows for Sean at night, improv shows for him.
Just in the bedroom?
I make him stop. I go, you have to stop reading. It's time for the show. And then I do like a 15-minute improv show for him. I'm not even kidding.
That's hilarious.
That's actually fun.
You did some Zoom improv, right? How did it go?
I did one. It was really, really hard. And I was with like one of the best scene partners of all time, and it was still really hard. It's just like not as fun as doing it in real life. But I've seen people successfully do it. So if you're doing it, there's definitely a way. But it's definitely hard.
People don't know this, but that Middleditch and Schwartz show that came out on Netflix was all done via Zoom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, those two were never in the same room together.
That's why Middleditch keeps forgetting everyone's names.
Yeah. Wow, shots fired.
Shots fired.
Tag him. Tag him in it.
Here we go. There is... No, please don't. No, please don't.
Please
there
don't.
There is one thing that no one knows any more about, no matter how much it is looked into. What is it?
An above-ground pool. How does it work? How do they get the water above ground?
I've forgotten that ICP sound, Insane Clown Posse song, that there's the above ground pools. How do they work?
How do they work?
What do we think? Do
can
we
you
need
give
a
us
hint?
A hint?
Yeah. A mirror, the past.
Japes, you just nailed it by throwing out random answers. It is a mirror.
Ah.
Pretty good.
Can I tell you guys that I have been Twitch streaming during this lockdown, and I've been Twitch streaming The Witcher 3, which is one of my favorite games of all time, twitch.tv/sharkbarkman, if anyone wants to hang out. But one of the things, one of the DLCs, the downloadable content for that game, like the second one, is called Hearts of Stone, and the very last boss, his name is Master Mirror, and he gives you a mirror riddle that you have to solve in game. And while I was playing it, people were like, you should do this on the show, and I was like, I feel like the answer to every riddle is mirror. Like, yeah. It would be solved. It'd be solved immediately.
I was playing, I beat God of War, the newest version of it on
PS4.
Oh,
yeah, that's fun.
And throughout, there's all these riddles. I'm like, oh, fuck, I should be writing these down to use in the show. But the answer to everyone was like, Earth, a cloud. And I was like, this is the most basic fucking answer.
All riddles suck, but that's what the show is.
Here we go.
I'm re-energized about riddles. Don't bring me down yet.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry. Aaron, riddles are still good, and the world is pure.
Here
Hooray!
We go. Here's another warm-up riddle. What two vegetables begin and end with the same two letters in the same order? What two vegetables begin and end with the same two letters in the same order? Not so much a riddle as, like, fucking figure it out.
The same two letters in the same order? Like, eggplant would begin with EG, and it would be something that ends with EG, or GE?
Correct. EG, same order.
EG.
And each one follows that rule, but they're not the same letters, if that makes sense.
Got it. So first one right out the gate, got to say banana. And I would say that for this to work.
Wait, you said a banana?
For this banana. To work, I'm going to have to change reality as we know it.
Hey, babe, can you toss me a banana?
I would say watermelon.
Watermelon?
Two fruits. If you're going to make this joke, at least have it be vegetables.
Watermelon?
Come on. Do the work, JPC.
Strawberries?
Oh, shit.
No, they're still fruit.
These are vegetables. These are vegetables. I'm so sorry.
I hope you don't mind. I brought in some strawberries.
Lettuce-la.
Lettuce-la. Lettuce-la.
Oh, God.
Potato-po.
Potato-po. Carrot-co. These are easy. Radish.
Garlica. Garlica. My favorite 80s video game. Garlica.
Radishra. I don't know. What the fuck would these even be?
I don't know. Just keep saying fucking vegetables.
Are these common? Are these common vegetables?
Very
would
common.
I find these I would in say, a baker's I would say, box?
Yes. I'd say these are two of the most common vegetables.
Well, we already said carrot, so you're lying.
Tomato? No. That's so close, though. Tomato? Potato?
Well, if you say tomato, you're wrong.
Tomato.
If you say tomato, you're correct.
Oh, tomato. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I did potato-po instead of tomato.
So tomato.
Mm-hmm.
And... Oh man! And
this is something that would be in a Mirepoix.
And a Jamiroquai video.
To go off the answer of the last one was a mirror, and we have something called a Mirepoix, which involves some vegetables.
What's a Mirepoix? I have no idea what the fuck that is.
I don't know. What's a Mirepoix with you?
Is that like a cornucopia?
Uh huh.
Squash.
Squash.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Mirepoix is what chefs use. It's like it goes into a lot of like Cajun cooking. Where it's like the base for a lot of dishes. Where it's like
we got to hear Adel talk about fucking onion? New Orleans again.
It is onion.
Wow.
Of course, as per rule on this show, anytime someone says the word onion, Aaron jumps on a surfboard.
Wipeout.
It's not as much of a rule as you guys made me go to a hypnotist with you, and he never undid it.
Yeah, but you said afterwards that ruled.
I mean, it's the best one. See, I mean, this is all right. Well, watch this. Broomstick. Watch what JPC does.
Dad? Dad, you're so cold. Oh my God, no, Dad!
Wait, I guess JPC doesn't do it anymore. Are you okay?
Hold on, I'm on the phone with my mom.
He just noticed that his dad is sitting next to an open window.
And this is what the hypnotist did to Adel. Lampshade.
Hello, my name is Larry Faberry, and I drink Febreze, and I'm married to a horse. Damn it.
Wow, that hypnotist sucks.
He panicked during Adel's. He was like, I don't know what to make him say.
He was like, I thought I only had to do two really great ones.
I was a Zoom hypnotist, so. You're getting sleepy, or is this frozen? Can you see me?
You're buffering? You're buffering?
Giles, here we go. Here's another wormy. This is going to be our last wormy.
Okay.
And again, this is not so much a riddle as it is just like tossing out some knowledge. Can you name 8 different subjects taught in school or college that end in ICS? ICS.
No.
Wait, ICS?
ICS. So you need to name 8 different subjects taught in school.
Mathematics. I don't
know it says school or college, which to me, college is school.
College is a school. It's a version of school.
Maybe I'm crazy. Aaron, you said mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of them.
I'll say physics.
That is number 2.
Classics.
That is not on here.
That's what my sister majored in. I guess it's not real. Still proud of her, everybody?
phonics.
That is not on here.
Okay. I'm hooked on that stuff.
So we have 2?
Is
I'm
that
scared.
From your 80s stand-up?
Yeah, you guys, I'm scared. I'm addicted to phonics.
We have 2.
So you have mathematics and physics.
Spanishix.
This is the vegetables all over again. Just shoehorning in the rule. PEX.
Okay, what are some other things? There's like history. but that icks with history.
Historics.
Or social studies or something like that. That won't work.
This is hard. I don't know what
grammar,
my
grammar, English.
Here's what I'll say. We can move on if you get 4 of the 8.
Literature. It wouldn't be anything like that. It wouldn't be...
Architecture. Business.
It wouldn't
ethics?
Be physical ethics.
Ethics is one of them. Now yeah. We have 3 out of 8.
Not physical education.
Not physical education, but...
Gymnasium.
Aerobics.
Aerobics?
Maybe we drop that education and shorten.
Didn't we already say physics?
Yeah, I'm just helping you out.
Okay.
Don't forget the past. I'm showing you where you've been.
That's true.
So we have ethics, mathematics, and physics. There's 5 more floating out there.
Civics.
Civics is number 4.
We're
on a roll, so let's keep going.
Trivix. Trail mix.
Actrix.
Lyrics.
Politics.
Politics is
it's
not
It's political
on here.
Science.
Is lyrics on there?
Lyrics is not on there. So here's
I went to college and I majored in Rap Genius.
Here's
theatrics.
So let me give you some clues.
Oh, Aaron, that's good. I like that one.
Aaron, that's very close, but they might have another term for it.
Academics?
No. Theatrics is the right wheelhouse, but you have to rephrase it.
Dramatics.
Also, JPC, this is what I would have assumed you majored in college, just based on knowing your personality and what you enjoy.
Being a butthole.
That is correct.
Con artistry.
A dicks. You're total dicks. Economics.
Fuck me.
You know what? I thought that one, and I didn't say it. Like,
we also
5
have,
minutes ago, my brain.
We also have civics.
Said civics.
Calisthenics.
Calisthenics.
And mechanics, which I don't think that's a class.
Come
on. That's a job.
I guess if you go to trade school.
Yeah. I'm going to take mechanics. I mean, I guess that works out.
Depending on when this book was published, that could have been one of the 4 jobs, like in 1901 or whatever.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are a college professor, first time teaching class.
Okay.
You weren't given a specific topic or class to teach, so you're trying to make it up on the fly. And you make up a class that's never existed before or a subject. And Aaron and I are your only 2 students.
All right. That was the last bell. Find your seats.
The closing bell. You were 50 minutes late.
I can't believe there's bells in college.
First lesson. So, everyone, look to your left.
Okay.
Look to your right.
Okay.
Raise your hand if you have a neck thing
and you can't look to your right?
Have a friend look to your right.
Okay.
Raise your hand if you see a hoagie. I sat one down when I came into class.
Yeah, I found it.
You found it. Okay, yeah. Save that for me. You
it's
saved
covered
that for
in
me.
Ants.
That's fine. So, you're in college now.
My mom's sister's all over that hoagie.
And I, aunts, and I bet you know what you're all thinking. You're in college and things are going to get pretty scary. Well, welcome to my class. My name is Professor Dick Filibuster.
Oh my God,
and this
oh my God.
Is, if we could go back in time and kill one person, who would it be? 101.
Is that a question or the class?
And now the game is afoot. All right, smart guy, what's your name?
My name is Dick. Dick Vito.
All right, Dick Vito. First name, so I'll call you Dick. All right, I'll call you Mr. Vito. We're in college. Mr. Vito, if you could go back in time. And kill one person, who would it be?
Oh, any person?
Any person.
Oh, boy. Any person in history to go back and kill.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say you.
Okay.
Yeah, is that right? Is it you?
That comes up a lot in class, but you don't know enough about me to know where I would have been.
If it comes up a lot in class, I assume that people mentioned it later in the semester. So that means they must know a little bit more about you at the point at which they're saying it.
You're right. Usually they learn about me over the course of a year, which is a semester, and then they would decide to kill me. I never got that right in the beginning of class. And what about you, mouthy young miss? What's your name?
That's an interesting thing to say. We prefer bossy now.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd prefer bossy to mouthy, too, but I take what I can get. Bossy young miss, what's your name?
I forget.
Okay.
Sorry, I got
Dick?
Scared.
Do you want to say Dick something?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay. Miss Love Hewitt, if you could go back in time and kill one person, who would it be?
That's a really interesting question.
Thank you. It's an interesting class.
Oh, I thought that would be enough. I would kill... My brain just immediately went to Amelia Earhart, but that's not right.
Correct.
No, it's not.
Amelia Earhart.
She's sort of a hero. She's not sort of. I'm digging a hole deeper and deeper. She's the best.
Hey, she died anyway. if we kill her, history doesn't change because she died anyway.
I want to change my answer.
What's that?
I want to change my answer.
You're allowed one.
Lindbergh baby.
Hitler.
Ah, correct. Someone
Which
finally.
One?
and you'll have to find out next semester.
But hold on, if we kill Hitler, then we never get Indiana Jones in the Last Crusade. I don't think that's a fair trade-off.
Is there going to be a test on this?
There very well could be, if this was a sanctioned class from the university. But I lost my license to teach 3 years ago in that horrible teacher fire.
Oh, so it was burnt. You didn't lose it.
No. I was fired as a teacher, but I refer to that as a horrible teacher fire.
Oh, so I have a question. Are scenes allowed to be 11 minutes long?
Oh, bossy young miss.
Mr. Filibuster?
Uh-huh. Dick, please.
Dick, if we go back and kill Hitler, then how did Scarlett Johansson get dual Oscar nominations in 2019 for supporting actress?
Ah, that's a very good question.
Because Jojo Rabbit wouldn't exist.
Maybe that's not the worst thing.
Scene.
I like it. Scene.
It's okay.
It's okay. So that was a half hour warm-up riddles. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more... Fuck, what's the name of the show?
It doesn't matter. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. you know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping. And I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's Aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my Aura on your Aura.
Oh, my Aura on your Aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these Aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my Aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my Aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heat and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's. Are razor blades?
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year, and now it's thousands.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to. She's
be
in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle. To pick the razor for you and use code Riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we are back. Oh boy, guys, I had something weird happen on the break.
What?
Oh no.
Just suddenly, like right around when we took the break, I can't remember what happened in 1942. Was there something going on in the world or in America?
And you sure you want to? You sure you want to choose 42 as the point where that didn't?
I can't remember. Well, let's see. I know we had World War One.
Uh huh.
And then we had Vietnam.
Sure. And then we had. And then we had 3 years of World War Two.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys. I hate you. I hate this.
I don't think you do.
I hate you, and I hate this.
We don't think you do.
I love a guy who goes back in time and kills Hitler, but he kills him in like 1944. It's like, whoa, dude.
Thanks so much for your help.
I swoop in, I tap him on the shoulder while he's in the bunker, and I go, nope, nope, nope. I gotta do it. He's like, why didn't you do it years earlier?
Thanks for saving us 10 months, dickhead.
I go back in time to kill Hitler. Josh Hitler.
So I don't know why I know World War. I'm really bad with dates, but I know World War II was 39 to 45.
Mariah said as much.
Yeah, I plan romantic dates that's all like me knowing World War II facts. She hates it. But I know that World War II is 39 to 45. So
that's every date a straight woman has ever been on. Anyways, carry on.
But I really don't know dates past that, too. Like, I know, like, 1776. I could do, like, benchmark things. But, like, Magna Carta, who fucking knows? But it's always my fear that in a situation where someone's like, okay, you're a character and you exist. Let's do a scene. You exist in 1955. I'll be like, okay, 1955. What else? It's like, well, cars have been around, but not too long. But they do exist. You know? I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
The first time I did Armando, I was like 2 years into my improv career and like freaking out that I was playing with these people. And I did a scene based off a monologue that was something about Boston or Paul Revere. So I played Paul Revere with my friend and mentor, Jason Chin, and I made him my wife. And I was like, hey, Beverly, or no, I made him Paul Revere. And I said, like, Beverly, you're not going, Paul, you're not going out tonight. And he's like, Beverly, I'm going out. I need to do my thing. And I was like, no, you're staying home. We had plans. So the whole joke was like, I'm trying to keep him from hanging the lanterns or whatever.
Yeah, doing his ride.
And halfway through the scene, the guy who told the monologue stepped out and he goes, I just want to say Paul Revere didn't have a wife or whatever. He had a wife, but he said all these factoids that just totally poked holes in my scene and then was like, time in and took and led me back to the scene. And I just stood there with like tears welling in my eyes. And I'm like,
I was like,
is this improv? Like, that this guy
this
just,
isn't fun for
this
me.
This guy I don't know just tore me apart, like factually. Not
it's
fun.
Ridiculous.
And now we do it every week on a podcast.
JPC, I'm not good with dates either. I have been watching an episode of Jeopardy every day, and I'm the worst at geography and dates. Those are the two categories. I know nothing.
I'd be pretty bad on as well. I mean, honestly, Adel and I did a trivia podcast not too long ago, and I was fucking dog shit at it because trivia, I just don't know these things. I'm just so bad at these things. Also, I have no compulsion to be good at trivia. So if someone's like, what three states all have the same, I'd be like, I don't care. Yeah. Indiana, Arizona, Milwaukee, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, next question.
One of those was a city.
Yep.
The question was, which three start with the same letter?
I don't care. Indiana,
Milwaukee. Just move on, dude.
Okay, Aaron, here's a little quiz for you. December 7th, 19 blank, a date that shall live in infamy.
Or it's going to be Pearl Harbor.
Ding 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 ding.
That's December 7th.
December 7th,
1942.
Nope.
41?
It's December 7th, 1999. Pearl Harbor over, oops, out of time.
Is that I think
fun?
I got it. I don't know. Does anyone know what year that is?
December 7th, 1941? 43?
1, 2, 3?
I don't know. Let's see. I can look it up.
Okay, good.
Real quick.
I thought it was 42, but I don't know it.
Okay, it is. I'm going to say 41. It was 41. Mm. Yeah, I don't know why I said
43. What did I say?
3.
30.
Did I say 42 first?
You said 1999 like a robot. Nobody knows why you did that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Do we have riddles on this podcast?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, yeah, let's keep going.
Let's put our spoons to the bottom and get a big chunk of beef, big beefy riddle.
Big chunky biddle refills.
Big beef riddle. Here we go. In what place in the world would you find Julius Caesar, the biblical Rachel, King David, Pallas Athena, the goddess of war, King Charlemagne, Alexander the Great, Queen Elizabeth I of England, and Sir Lancelot all together?
Okay, I want to see a scene. So, Adel, you're going to be playing a hairdresser. Aaron, you're going to be going into the hairdresser, and you are going to be asking Adel to give you the biblical Rachel as a hairstyle. And then when he can't do that, you're going to, I want to see many more confused hairstyles from
other points. I feel
like that's
fucking funny as a one-liner, but not as a three-minute scene.
I want to see other hairstyles that you ask Adel to give you that that he doesn't know how to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just have a seat here. Good to see you back. What can I, should
I brought
I just
in
do the
this
clippers
drawing
just
that
clippers?
I made when I was in church.
Okay, let's see here. All right, this is a lot of purple. I can't tell what's going on here. Is this some
it's
sort of creature?
It's the biblical Rachel.
Oh, I'll be there for you.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say something else. I'm glad you
did. I almost said Jews, but then
I know. She's like sort of my hero, and I like I want like a haircut that frames my face.
Oh my gosh, that's so powerful that you want to get the same haircut as your hero.
And can I get highlights in my hair, like the magazine highlights?
Oh yeah. Well, what I'll do is I'll hide different items. I'll hide like a pencil and a goose, and then you can find them later or have people
oh my
find
God,
them.
Awesome.
Can I ask, just from curiosity's sake, why are you so influenced by biblical Rachel? What has she done that you're into?
I just like really like love when she like gets mad at Ross when he says they were on a break. I like when she wears sweatshirts.
Well, that I think that got put into the Bible, right? Thou shall not be on a break.
Yeah, that. Yeah, and then I also I like loved when she like works at a coffee shop and then Ralph Lauren.
Yeah. Oh, and the Book of Gunter is very good.
Yeah.
Very powerful
Zane.
Book. Oh,
Zane. The Book of Gunter. So this, where do all of those people
a
exist
museum.
In the same place?
Not
museum.
A museum.
Aaron stands up and says, that belongs in a museum.
Art museum.
When she's pointing at my ass. In what place?
Art museum.
In what place would you find Julius Caesar, the biblical Rachel, King David, Pallas Athena, King Charlemagne, Alexander the Great, Queen Elizabeth I, and Sir Lancelot?
Sid Meier's Civilization 4. All of those are
and
playable
Genghis
characters.
Khan, yeah. That's a great game.
Is it like? Is it a book? Is it a movie? Maybe.
It is not at the museum.
Is it not at the museum? Is it in an encyclopedia?
No.
Okay.
These are all
the dictionary
along the right track. These are good answers, so I don't want you to get discouraged. They're just wrong answers.
Okay. Is this in a play? Like, is this in like the works of Shakespeare or something?
No.
That's a good guess. So it's not a museum. It's not a movie or a TV show, a book, an encyclopedia, a dictionary.
Is this all one person's IMDb? That would be fucking awesome. One character actor
Helen
who's played
Mirren.
All these roles. Yeah, Helen Mirren.
Andy Serkis.
Uh-huh. Or what's the guy who does all the voice acting, like the dubbing?
Oh,
like four
literally thousands of people.
No, there's like four people that do all that work.
Oh, Tom Kenny?
Yeah, Tom Kenny, SpongeBob, voice of SpongeBob. I don't know. Fuck. Is this in a book? Is it in a book?
It's not in a book or museum. So, please stop saying those two.
Give us a hint.
I can't stress enough. Please stop saying book and museum.
I'll say it again if you don't give us a hint.
Are these people in the We Didn't Start the Fire version of that song that was written in like the year 4?
They are now. Julius Caesar, biblical Rachel, King David, Pallas Athena. No, it doesn't. The meter doesn't work.
Someone's at the Parthenon. Hanging Gardens, Babylon. Oh wait, I'm writing this song.
We didn't
I'm writing
like
this song.
These people.
In a cot, Lancelot. What else do I have to shot? Amelia Earhart, dead by time traveler. maybe that's what happened to Amelia. Oh my gosh.
Could be. I was going to say, that could be what happened.
Let's not
Amelia
do
Earhart.
This.
What if that scene, Aaron, the character you played in that scene, caused Amelia Earhart to disappear? Your character
was coming from inside the house.
Oh, yeah. I'm responsible for that.
Oh, man. Although, Adel, do you remember that one improv show we did where I played Amelia Earhart? And I went to go salute Brett Lyons, but I hit myself really hard in the eye totally by accident. And he was like, uh-oh. And I was like, don't worry, I'll be fine.
That's fantastic.
It was very dark.
Again, I can't stress enough, these answers you're giving are good but wrong. Hashtag good but wrong.
Give us a hint.
What about a wax museum?
That's a great answer.
Madame Tussauds.
Okay, dead stop. Or that's damn a full dead. What is it for you? Full stop? Shut the fuck up. No, for James, it'll be shut the fuck up.
No, that's a dead horse.
That's a dead horse. James, can you repeat your answer, the two words you said?
Wax museum?
Can you drop the first word and just say the second word?
Are you going to try to get me to say like wax off or something?
Trying to shame you. No.
He doesn't want us to say the word museum anymore.
I'm trying to get you to say museum because earlier I said it's not a fucking museum.
Well,
it should be. It's not
a wax museum is not a museum. It's an experience.
It's not a book. Is it the good book?
Is it a cookbook?
Here's what I'll say. This is something, you are on the right track, so I don't want to discourage you. Just being annoying.
I want to see a scene. And I'm so sorry. JPC. You are a wax figure of someone in history or entertainment, and Adel, you are someone who's accidentally fallen in love with this wax figure, and you go to visit them every day.
I hope he's awake. I hope he's awake. Hello?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I guess I was a fool. I must have dreamed it. I must have dreamed that the most racist man in history was just waking up for me, but nope, it's just a wax figure.
Oh, you would say that I'm the most racist man in history?
No. That's what your plaque says.
I'm sorry?
Your placard that describes who you are, all it says is most racist man in history. That's all the information.
Teenagers coming, they put this up. I'm William Shatner. TV's William Shatner. I don't think I've done a racist thing. I'm old.
When you mentioned teenagers, you got real upset.
Oh, yeah, these damn kids. These damn kids.
Certain types of kids or just all kids?
No. Just teenagers. Take that plaque with you, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, hide it or destroy it or go put it on someone appropriate. Let's think. Who has a...
Oh, wait, let me clean off the... yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. It does say William Shatner under here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They just cleverly rearranged some of the letters and added on some ink.
Oh, got it. Okay, so you rub that off real quick.
Hey, we're closing. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Thanks, fellow patron. Well, I better get going.
Okay. Can I? You have a good day.
Can I get a kiss for the road?
I'm not going to kiss you, you filthy Irish piece of... Oh, man.
See?
I'm glad I called for a scene. You might regret it, but I don't.
Here's what I'll say. If you hadn't, JPC, if you hadn't guessed wax museum after I just said, please never say museum again, I would not have done that to you.
Okay, Adel, what is it? I give up.
No.
Here's another clue is that this is something where they are played.
Is this in a theater? Wait, there's something where they're played. Puppets?
It's not puppets.
Muppets.
It is Muppets.
Can you give the list again? The list of the people that we are to guess?
Yes. Julius Caesar, the biblical Rachel, King David, Athena, goddess of war, King Charlemagne, Alexander the Great, Queen Elizabeth I of England, and Sir Lancelot.
These are all sandwich options on the In-N-Out secret menu.
What's on the Sir Lancelot?
Almost nothing.
It's a terrible sandwich.
Make it hot.
Why am I paying for that?
And people almost never order it. And when they do, they're always disappointed. wait, this is something where they're played?
It's a hot dog stuck into a deep fried apple.
What is the answer to this riddle?
I am so in the weeds here.
So think about, let's see. Think about depictions of people in games. If you were to play a game or have some leisure time with some family and you want to kill some time by doing an activity, chess is the closest we've been so far.
Oh, so it's a board? Is it a board game?
Not necessarily.
Cards?
It is playing cards.
Oh.
So all the people I mentioned were the original designs for the Kings, Queens, and Jacks. All those characters are the basis for the Kings, Queens, and Jacks in original decks of cards.
Oh, wow. That's
wild.
That's great. That's fun.
Wow,
I had no idea.
That was hard.
But are you learning something?
I've already forgotten Rachel, it. Is Rachel a queen?
You're asking the Rachel wrong is. Person.
She David's wife? Who knows?
Hey, Rachel, you David's wife?
I don't know. I guess I learned my Bible, sir. I haven't learned my Bible, sir, in many, many years.
I just saw Aaron reach into her lamp table here and pull out a Bible.
Mm-hmm.
She's flipping through the pages.
First Corinthians, 4th Corinthians, 10th Corinthians.
Karma Corinthians.
Okay,
Karma
biblical Karma. Rachel.
Yes.
Was a biblical figure, the favorite of Jacob's two wives, and the mother of Joseph and Benjamin.
So Jacob's hold on.
Two wives.
So we know for a fact, this is, I don't know, thousands of years ago. We know for a fact that this is his favorite of two wives.
Oh my God, Rachel.
Shitty...
Dude, it's Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. She was married to Jacob.
Okay.
And Jacob and sons, Joseph and Benjamin are two of Jacob's sons. She's the mom of Joseph, Donny Osmond.
Oh, it's Donny Osmond's mom.
It's Donny Osmond's mom and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Her name is Rachel.
Osmond's mom from the Bible.
Hmm.
Okay, that makes sense now.
That's hilarious. Let's do another riddle here. A Boy Scout was anxious to win maximum points at his monthly inspection. I guess Boy Scouts have inspections. However, despite the mother's best efforts, she could not remove some blue felt tip marker stains from his hands. What did she do? A Boy Scout was anxious to win maximum points at his monthly inspection. I guess Boy Scouts are like cars. They get a checkup.
Sure.
However, despite his mother's best efforts, she could not remove some blue felt tip marker stains from his hands. What did she do? So I guess if you have dirty hands, that's a knock against a Boy Scout.
He wore gloves.
What did she do? Why does she even want to get fucking involved?
She took him out of Boy Scouts. That's the correct answer.
Yeah.
It's not gloves. That's a great answer. Aaron, again, good but wrong. Hashtag good but wrong.
Did she just, she blew him?
Yeah, this riddle is the basis for Forrest Gump. Your mama sure does care about your Boy Scouting.
Did she just color his hands blue? Make his whole hands blue?
She goes, my son is in the blue man group. She
did his hands in blue paint?
She did not cover his whole hands in blue because that would be the stupidest fucking thing.
Did I tell you guys about Sean auditioning for blue man group?
Yes.
And he got cut after the first round? Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Just making sure everyone knows. It's the best.
Fudge.
Aaron, did I do a scene in a previous episode called Blown Man Group?
Yeah, we talked about Stamped and Blown Man Group. It's a very good episode. Go back and listen to it.
So is this mother, her intent here is to do something to cover this up so that her son wins maximum points?
Correct.
Which is a stupid thing to want to win anyway?
Correct. But it's something she would have to do where the inspector would not.
Where was the marker? Where was the marker?
The marker stains were on his hands.
Cut his hands off. Easy. Split the kid. Spare the child.
That's not a thing. Spare the rod. Keep the Stewart.
Did she make the inspector think he had done it?
Can I? I got to see a scene.
Get him. Okay.
sure. We're going to see a scene. Let's see. I am going to be Aaron's father. She has chocolate all over her face. And JPC, you're going to be a principal that I'm bringing her to. And I'm going to try and, Aaron and I are going to try and convince you that you put this chocolate all over her face.
Mr. Matthews, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me, Mr. Filibuster.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Principal Filibuster. I know you rose through the ranks pretty fast.
From Mr. to Principal. True success story.
As you can see, my daughter has chocolate all over her face.
Yes, Carolyn, chocolate all over your face.
Indeed I do. And let's say it in unison. You put it.
I'm in unison.
Who put it?
Who put it
on my face?
Who put
it? Sweetie, me or Principal Phillips?
Who put it on my face?
Well, Carolyn, just so you know, you have chocolate on your face. You're in very serious trouble here in school, and I'm going to have to expel you.
Why? Because I stole the chocolate from everyone else?
No, did you do that?
No.
That's even worse.
No, you did this. You did this. This is your fault.
I'm sorry. If I may speak, I pay your salary, basically, by being a taxpayer. That's the one thing I can say, because I'm a fucking idiot asshole. I pay your salary.
This works on cops. This also works on cops, and I do have to listen.
I pay your salary. My daughter came home. My daughter came home bawling last night, crying.
Bawling.
Filled to the brim with chocolate. It's delicious chocolate that I did not steal from the fundraiser that we were doing for that sick kid. Correct. I didn't steal all the chocolate for the sick kid.
She said that you, in one of your classes, you showed the movie Chocolat because you weren't prepared.
Sure.
And at the end of the movie, as credits rolled, my daughter looked down and her face was covered in chocolate.
And I thought, is this what love is?
To quickly recap, you said your daughter came home yesterday covered in chocolate.
Correct.
You're breaking her into my office at 4 o'clock the next day, still covered in chocolate.
You don't burn the evidence.
She said that she got it in one of my classes. We've established that I'm the principal. Okay. So are we sure we want to stick to this version of the
principal,
story?
I pay your salary. Principal, look behind you.
Okay,
look behind you. And run, Dad, run.
Okay, I'm standing by the door. You're running around me.
Shoot.
I did not take in what my daughter said fast enough, so I'm awkwardly stuck here.
I have a question. How long can scenes be in Hey Riddle Riddle? How long
scene.
Are
they
I do. Here's the thing. I agree. Yes, we do pay, taxpayers do pay a lot of salaries, but I just find it so funny that somebody will be like, I pay your salary, like over and over of like, I think they're just trying to help you out, or you're in the wrong and you're being an asshole.
Nobody pays that much money in taxes to pay someone else's salary. Just so you know.
I pay 85 grand a year. I make 60 grand. I pay 85.
Even rich people like Jeff Bezos, who doesn't pay any taxes, doesn't pay anyone's salary. I do love that. That's such a Karen thing to say to a person.
Oh yeah.
Pay your salary.
Let me talk to your manager.
Why are people so obsessed with protecting billionaires?
I don't know. Did you guys see that thing on Twitter the other? It was, I don't know, maybe a couple days ago.
Oh, the thing on Twitter. Yeah, I saw it.
It was a scrolling thing to put like a pictograph of how much money billionaires have, and you have to like keep scrolling to show you like Jeff Bezos's money. Did you see that?
I didn't
anyway,
see it.
It was the Rice one. Someone made the Rice one that TikTok person made.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone made like a, basically this one, the point of this one is you have to scroll so much it fucking hurts your thumb just to like show you how much money the billionaires have. But it's just like an inconceivable amount of money.
Can you say that like Wallace Shawn?
It's just an inconceivable amount of peanut.
Anybody want an inconceivable?
Okay.
I think we're on our, we only did a handful of riddles, but I think we're getting back into the groove, and I'm happy and I'm having fun, so.
I got a question that I will hold until we finish our riddle.
Okay, but let's go ahead and finish this one out. So the Boy Scout was anxious to win maximum points at his monthly inspection. However, despite his mother's best efforts, she could not remove some blue felt tip marker stains from his hands. What did she do?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Did she get the marker off? Or she said she couldn't remove it, so she didn't remove it.
She could remove it, so she didn't remove it.
Did she like lie about how it ended up there?
In a way, through actions, not words.
Did she put blue marker on her own hand and say, this is something that happens in our family?
Honey, sit down. There's something I want to tell you.
His father was a chameleon.
You are predisposed to blue hands.
Did they rehearse a quick skit before the person who was judging came in and the little boy said, Mommy, is daddy back from the war? And she said, no, he's not. So you have to keep the blue marks on your hands.
I have one.
Aaron, just to go off what you said, I do think Blue Hands is a perfect Eric Clapton song. What were you saying?
I think, did she, I forget what I was going to say.
You were, I will say you were blazingly hot close with gloves.
Oh, I know what I was going to say, which isn't far away from what you were going to, which is did she put a bunch of blue on a cat and was like, look, he saved the cat from the tree. He's a good Boy Scout.
Okay.
That's the closest to gloves.
And you think that's close to gloves?
I don't know anything.
Wait, gloves. But gloves is not it, right? It's not. And is it mittens?
It's not gloves, but that's very close. And you have to think of something that whoever's in charge would see what's going on and not press further or not. You know what I'm saying? So you have to think from the mindset of the inspector in terms of what would the inspector not want to press or question or whatever.
Oh, a cast. Hand cast.
I'll go ahead and give it to you. It's basically that. It is, she covered all the stains with bandages, gauze and bandages, which is basically a cast. If you bake bandages, they become a cast, right? That's how you make a casserole.
Yeah, but then you can't eat it. Then you got to wait to eat it because it'll burn your mouth.
Adel just said casserole.
I almost said cast iron skillet, and then I moved past that to go with the least successful one.
Casserole. Oh, my God.
Well, that was fun. Up until the end when I said that thing I said.
When you said casserole. are we done with riddles, Adel?
We are done with riddles.
Is that
for
the
now,
last riddle?
Yeah.
Yes. So, Aaron, I have a question for you.
Sure.
After we just did an episode, how do you feel about riddles?
I feel tired again. I had 2 months rest.
We're back, baby. We're back.
What wiped me in this was improv. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how. I need to take a class, an internet class with you.
Truly, Aaron, when you said, and Adel was hypnotized, and he says this, I truly was like, what is going on?
I've been playing Animal Crossing for 7,000 hours. I have nothing.
I was like, do I have to dig up some fossils and get them assessed by this Mr. Owl fuck? Like, what's going on?
And honestly, for me, I thought this episode was great until Adel said casserole, and then I was like, throw it in the fucking trash. Like, get rid of it. Never let it air, of course.
Casey, go back and beep out. Don't beep out casserole. Just beep out any other word around that area. hey everyone, we miss you terribly. Should we mention about the live shows?
So we had some live shows in Chicago that were planned for May. They have now been pushed back to October. Anyone who bought tickets to those live shows, your new tickets, they will be applied to the October shows. If you can't make those shows, you can write request the venue and they'll refund you. The same goes for our LA show. It was supposed to be in May. It's been postponed to a date where we don't know, sometime in the future. But if you want a refund on your tickets, you can email the venue and you get a refund for those tickets as well. But those shows will happen whenever it is safe to do shows again.
Aaron, is there anything you want to plug?
Just go check out our Patreon. We've done a ton of live streams from our apartments. Like JPC does cooking ones. Adel's done a bunch with Gemma. I've done a few with Sean. There's just a lot of fun stuff over there. We've been like very active on that. So do that. And then follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram.
Japes, anything you want to plug?
Yeah, so I've been, like I said, Twitch streaming every day, 11 a.m. Central Time to around 2 or 3 p.m. Central Time. Right now, I'm almost done with The Witcher, Witcher 3, which is, again, a very fun game to play. But come and check it out on Twitch. I'll be playing another game soon, maybe Final Fantasy. Maybe I'll just be, like, dicking around playing some other games. But there's a lot of people have fun in there. There's, like, a cool chat community. Now we have a Discord. Join that. It's a twitch.tv/sharkbarkman.
And I want to mention, I've been playing some games as well. I played the Final Fantasy VII Remake, which is outstanding. It's caused me to text Casey several times at like 4 a.m. to just be like, hooray, I love this. And also Undertale, which is another game Casey and Zacharino both said I should play because it's one of the best, was amazing. So play Undertale. I also want to mention friend of the show, Jeffrey Craner, along with his creative partner, Joseph Fink, wrote a book called The Faceless Old Woman Who Secretly Lives in Your Home. It's a Night Vale story, but it's a standalone. You don't have to listen to the podcast or all of it to understand it. It's a phenomenal book. It's like a really good, like high adventure, nautical kind of in the vein of like Lies of Loch Lomora or Name of the Wind. Just a really outstanding sort of adventure book. So please check that out. Also, I was on a podcast called Cinema Jaw. So please check that out. And Japes and I, he mentioned it previously, we were on a quiz show called Quiz Quiz Bang Bang. It's a podcast where him and I were on a team and we were up against two other people trying to win and listen and find out if we did.
I can't speak for my buddies here, but if you need a guest on your podcast, I am very available.
Yeah, we all have home setups now, so please let us know if you would a guest for your podcast and we would love to be on. Specifically Aaron. But after you have Aaron on, then invite me.
You guys, I can't stress this enough. I need the attention.
She mostly wants the invite. She'll say she can't do it, but she mostly just wants the invite.
Yeah, I'll tear you apart once you invite me.
Why not get the invite? And Aaron, there was somewhere else that you wanted to get an invite to, correct? It was like a big floating
floor. Yeah, Met Ball? Was it Met Gala? What was it? What? Oh, his, oh my gosh. I think it was Jupiter?
Bye forever.
Hey, riddle.
Castor All.
Created by Adol Refai. Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Matt Hardy Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hold on. Aaron said 1 second.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Everything okay?
Yeah, I had no idea that Sean came home, and I just heard a bang in my apartment.
Wouldn't it be wild if we just sat here on Zoom and watched Aaron be murdered?
Oh, God.
That'll happen at some point.
Yeah, at some point. It'd be even weirder to see Casey do it, because we can't see Casey's background. So if Casey got murdered on Zoom, it would just be like, funk. We're like, oh.
Yeah. I swear, if like Aaron got murdered on while we're doing this, I would like gasp and then go, oh my God, did we get the audio?
Hey, excuse me. If you're in her apartment, can you convert that to a WAV file?
Dot WAV.
16-bit? No, 24-bit. It's just 16 or 36. No. Go to...
That was a HeadGum Podcast.